Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ann Myers Drysdale, an NCAA champion in her own right. It's always great to have Ann on the show with us again anytime there's a Hall of Famer. But Ann, what's your reaction to what we've seen in women's basketball over the course of the last 12 months?
We're just so excited for these kids. It's changed so much, and certainly the game has grown. ESPN has changed everything. I'd like to see more of it, but that's because I'm selfish. The NIL has really made a big difference, too. And so you're seeing more games on TV, you're seeing advertisers, you're seeing social media. These kids are playing by the time they're, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, and now USA Basketball, you've got the 16 and under. They didn't, USA Basketball, we were on the first Olympic team in 1976. And so now you've got all these international teams and so forth, and kids are playing, representing their country at such a young age, and they all know each other. We didn't know each other in different parts of the country. And but to see where the popularity of somebody like Caitlin Clark can draw, you know, in a football stadium. And even if you look at Nebraska and volleyball, getting 90,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just not basketball, but that's the one sport that really draws the eye of the fan. And gambling's changed things too. You know, the men are really interested. And I heard Jim Boeheim said, you know, he drove to Albany to watch Caitlin Clark play. He said, last time I did that was with Pete Maravich 50 years ago. So, you know, a lot of men are involved and really excited, not just to watch Caitlin, because as much as Caitlin has done for our game, she's been phenomenal. And not just as a scorer, but a teammate and a passer. And I personally think she's a good defensive player and can rebound. And just, she's a complete player. But you got Paige Beckers, and then you got the freshman, you know, in Notre Dame and USC, and what Dawn Staley's doing this year at South Carolina, undefeated. You know, the surprise of NC State, but, you know, Connecticut's still up there. And just what LSU has done, receiving a lot of information. Again, the NIL, has really changed things, where these athletes can get out there and people recognize who they are.
How do you explain the popularity of this one young woman, considering that it's not like the first women's basketball player that's ever scored a lot of points? Why do you think it's been such a fixation on her specifically?
I'll go back to when I played at UCLA, getting the first scholarship to UCLA, and my brother David was there. And so it was a human interest story, and Coach Wooden supported the women's game and so forth. I received a lot of attention, and women's basketball received a lot of attention because of my brother and because of Coach Wooden. And then Billy Moore came in, and we won the championship in 78. But, you know, we had Lucy Harris from Delta State. We had Carol Blazewski. Lieberman came along. Lynette Woodard. And then Cheryl Miller. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Miller at USC with the twins, Pam and Paula McGee, and Cynthia Cooper. And they kind of changed things. And Cheryl was like the Pied Piper. I mean, she really was. She drew a lot of attention and was exciting and fun to watch. And the media loved it. And but why didn't we continue to get more attention? Jackie Stiles,
right,
at Southwest Missouri State. And then you had Plum and Ionescu. But nobody heard of Pearl Moore. Lynette Woodard got so much attention this year because of Caitlin, thank goodness. And Carol Blazowski. Blaze, she still holds a single record scoring at 38.6 points a game in her senior year. That was a regular size ball and no 3-point shot. Not a lot of attention on that, but Caitlin has just captured the media. And being in the Midwest, whether it's the All-American girl kind of thing, and I think the media has a lot of articles that have played up racism and sexism, and we see that it still continues in our game today in women's sports, unfortunately. And but you've got Kim Mulkey speaking up, and Corey Close, and Tara Vandeveer, a great coach at Stanford. There's just so many more women that feel confident about who they are, too.
That is a great point, too. When a few speak up, then there's that empowerment, and you can see that wave and the different personalities. For instance, you couldn't have two more opposite personalities than Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Both popular in their own rights, both incredible players in their own rights. The combination of these last two games between LSU and Iowa have made incredible entertainment.
It really has, and it's a yin and a yang. I mean, in sports, you know, it's Ali against Frazier. It's the Lakers against the Celtics. You have to have that competition. And so when you've got a name like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and LSU won the championship last year, can Iowa win it this year? Or is Paige Beckers and her group at Connecticut? You know, and Connecticut has been an unbelievable program for such a long time and have won championships with somebody like Diana Taurasi and Swin Cash and Sue Bird and Maya Moore and Brianna Stewart, the great players that have gone through there. Are you counting North Carolina State out? You better not. I mean, they could surprise you. But again, South Carolina, just quietly, Dawn Staley just being named Coach of the Year. And Lisa Bluter had a great year, and Tara Vandeveer and Lindsay Gottlieb at USC. I mean, so many coaches are really staying in the game, and I think that that's important.
Ann Myers-Drysdale, she's a Hall of Famer. She's one of our favorites. I've had the chance to work with her courtside, and we always enjoy having her here on the show after hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. And yes, the Women's Final Four tips off on Friday night, taking over Cleveland. You mentioned Lindsay Gottlieb. I had her on the show not that long ago, and I asked her about her time in the NBA when she was on the Cleveland bench. Lindsay Harding ends up winning the G League Coach of the Year. How important is that, do you think, that women have opportunities out of this package, or maybe this formula, this box that people put them in?
Yeah, just getting the opportunities. Bernadette was at probably the first woman, I think, on the bench in college with Rick Pitino at Kentucky. Jenny Busick's in Indiana, and there's so many others that have gone on the bench. I know that Kara Lawson was in Sacramento, I think, for a while, so was Lieberman. So you look at Becky Hammon and her being in San Antonio, and
right.
You know, there's more and more women getting the opportunity, but it's still a good old boy network, believe me. Unless you've got a male coach or a culture that is saying, yeah, this person understands the game, and we know that this woman is going to benefit in the locker room with our players and teach and coach, and they understand, and it's going to help our organization. So, you know, it takes somebody that is willing to take that opportunity and say, this is what we're going to do.
Yes.
But everybody else has got to follow. They've got to respect that. And people did that with Pop in San Antonio with Becky. Rick Carlisle in Indiana. I mean, Jenny Busick's been on the bench when he was in Dallas, and now she's in Indiana. And, you know, she's been a coach for a long time, too. So Lindsay Harding has worked hard and has done a great job. I'm happy for her. I'm proud of her. She's been in the game a long time, and we have a lot of women that are they going to get the chance to coach, whether in the pros or the college on the men's side? I don't know. But the men certainly get the opportunity to coach women. Before Title IX, 75%, 80% of the jobs were held by women coaches on the high school and college level. Since Title IX, less than 50% of those jobs are held by women because there's more money in it and men are taking those jobs.
And how much will the WNBA benefit from having yet another group of high-profile stars who have become household names?
Well, there's no question it's changed. You know, you look at the very beginning of the league with Cheryl Swoops and Cynthia Cooper and Tina Thompson and Lisa Leslie, and you go down the list of the great players that, you know, came in, and Houston winning those four championships early on. Tamika Catchings, Lisa Leslie, Yolanda Griffith, Tisha Panichero, you know, so Maya Moore, Brianna Stewart now. Brianna Stewart's one of the older veterans. and the game is changing.
Right.
We've got Diana Taurasi in Phoenix. You know, she's in her 40s, still playing into her 20th year. And amazing, probably has a great opportunity to make her sixth Olympic team. But you've got Asia Wilson and Plum and Young, Chelsea Gray, one of the great guards in this league. Natasha Cloud has now just come over to Phoenix from Washington. Elena Deladon sitting out. But, you know, you got to talk about these players that have been in this league and people aren't talking about them. I don't want our players of today being compared to the men in the NBA. We have enough women in this league, almost a 30-year-old league, that now these players need to be compared to them. Sabrina Ionescu and Caitlin Clark shoot like Steph Curry. Well, no, they shoot like themselves, okay? And I know people can relate to the guys, but they've got to start relating to the women, and the broadcasters have to recognize that too.
I like that you bring that up, because one of the things that I heard from Sabrina this year that really stuck with me is, if you can shoot, you can shoot. It doesn't matter what gender you are.
Well, it shouldn't, but I was at the All-Star game watching. It was great. I would have loved to have seen Sabrina win. But there were men, I was sitting around men, and they were saying, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad. Oh, what, you know, what if she had won? What,
oh.
You know? And that's the name of my book, You Let Some Girl Beat You?
Right.
So that title of my book still pertains today in sports and so forth, that men really have a tough time, that if a woman does beat them in a sport, it's like, oh, something must have happened.
Ann Myers-Drysdale is with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk about the Phoenix Suns, since that's your job as VP of the Suns and the Mercury, and also fresh off a broadcast last night in a game against Cleveland. So now a year down the road, how do you like the combination of KD and Devin Booker and how they've grown?
Well, it's such a different team from last year, with Chris Paul gone too, and
right.
And Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. You know, Devin talked about it last night. He said, you know, steel sharpens steel. And that's what Kevin Durant and Devin Booker have done with each other. I mean, they scored, 72 points together last night. Book had 40 and KD had 32. But they do it, you know, they pass the ball. And then you've got somebody like Bradley Beal, who has really had to change his game a lot. Nurkic comes in as the perfect center for the Suns this year, losing Ayton. Ayton is a terrific talent, but just wasn't the kind of center that was going to blend. Grayson Allen has come in, and Eric Gordon, and now you've got Royce O'Neal. And, you know, so we've had a lot of injuries, as every team has, and you work through that. And Frank Vogel, you know, in his first year, really, I think, you know, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker have so much respect for each other. And they open the game up for teammates, because they get double teamed. And, you know, it just gives the opportunity on spacing to get the ball to open guys when you're double teamed like that.
How tight is the West? How much of a margin actually separates those top 10 teams?
Well, the Clippers just won against Denver tonight, and Clippers are in fourth, but that can flip-flop in Oklahoma City. You know, who would have thought Minnesota would be in first with Townsend out? And we play them tomorrow, and then we play New Orleans again on Sunday. We play the Clippers twice, and then we go on the road playing L.A., and then having to play with Sacramento and Minnesota. So we've got a tough final six games. And but you know, Dallas, we're right there with Dallas. We were a play-in game before the game last night, at the eighth spot, and with New Orleans losing and us winning, we jumped up to the sixth. So, you know, it's going to flip-flop. That West is so tough.
11 total games between the Timberwolves, who are currently in the one spot, and the Warriors. The Warriors, who are in the 10 spot.
And they had a big win tonight. Lakers have been playing well. So, you know, we know that Boston's going to win by double figures.
Yeah.
You know, they've got 60 wins already. But, you know, you've got to get it done in the playoffs.
The Suns have won 7 of their last 10. And as you point out, very tight with the Pelicans and the Mavericks ahead of them in the standings. How do you get a team so they're playing some of their best basketball with the regular season wrapping up?
We have enough guys on this team, obviously, that have been in the playoffs, and they know where to start peaking. And we are starting to play well together. We had a little bit of a downfall against San Antonio where Victor was out, and we lost that game, and we had beaten them by, 20, 30 the night before, a few nights before. So it's consistency, and all the players talk about consistency and communication and certainly getting healthy. Everybody's got to get it healthy. The NBA is tough in the playoffs. I mean, every series is a 7-game playoff series, and it's long. It's aggressive. It's hard. It's physical. And to be able to get a lot of rest and sustain minutes out there. And you got to play a lot of minutes. A lot of the coaches shorten up their benches when it gets to playoff time.
Why was Frank Vogel the right coach to come in for the Suns this year?
Well, Matt Ishbia, our new owner, you know, he's the one that went after Frank and felt obviously he'd won a championship in L.A. with the Lakers and with LeBron James and, you know, having stars on the Lakers, and felt that him coming in, being able to be with somebody like Devin Booker and certainly Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant, you know, understanding that. But it's been a tough year because of the injuries and so forth. As they call the big three, I think Bradley Beal has really changed his game to help this team win, which hasn't been easy because there's not, quote, a natural point guard on the team. But Frank Vogel has such confidence in players on this team. KD brings the ball up. Devin brings the ball up. Bradley brings the ball up. We'll see Nurkic bring the ball up at that center spot. And, you know, everybody kind of trades off gets everybody else involved.
The WNBA has a different type of a format where they draft and then pretty quickly go into training camps, and then the schedule, since you don't have any picks in the first couple rounds, how do you end up building a roster, adding to your roster?
Well, we also have a new general manager, a new coach, and Nate is a new coach where he's got a different kind of idea coming in. We've got to get some younger also. You know, BG just signed Brittany Griner. We're so excited to have her back, and
yes.
I think physically, emotionally, and mentally, we'll be better prepared this year. I think that's key after what happened to her last year. Honestly, so impressed with this young woman to come back from being in prison for how many months over in another country in Soviet Union, Russia. I'm sure it wasn't easy, but she's just got such a kind heart and everything. And Diana, I don't think anybody works as hard as Diana Taurasi. She's out there every morning and takes care of her body and her conditioning and so forth, and she wants to be the best. But bringing in Natasha Cloud is a veteran point guard who's one of the best in the league, I think. Bringing Copper over, aggressive, been a champion, MVP of when they beat us in the finals. And Sophie Cunningham's been getting in shape. And we've signed some good players into training camp. And so I think Nate's going to have his work cut out. And it's so hard, as you said, Amy, that to make a WNBA team because of the salary cap and there's only so many limited spots. And with 12 teams, that the salaries really come into play, and sometimes veterans don't make it. And sometimes you get drafted by a team, and as good as you were in college, you're playing against women that have been in the league 5-10 years, and it's a big difference. And unless you're exceptional and you get a coach that is willing to work with you, and are you willing to be able to be a player that is going to sit the bench and learn after you've been a star in your college?
Right.
That's a hard transition.
You mentioned Diana being 41, which is incredible for any pro athlete, but she's been playing at such a high level. How much of an example and an impact is she for younger players, not just on the Mercury roster, but throughout women's basketball?
Well, and here I go comparing her to one of the male athletes, and that's LeBron James. And people keep saying, you know, LeBron, oh my gosh, look at what he's doing at you know, 39.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be 40. And I mean, he's having an MVP year for him. And the thing, his numbers that he's putting up. And Diana Taurasi does the same thing. Taurasi knows the game. She understands the game. I like that she's going to be playing at her natural position now. And will have the ability to score more and get open looks. And I think that that's going to be really helpful in her game. And you know, Nate's been working with her a lot and seeing what she does and seeing what her mind is like and so forth. I just have so much respect for her. You know, she plays hard. A lot of people, you know, when she goes out there on the court, a lot of people don't like playing against her, but you know, she's going to give it your all, and she's the kind of player you want on your team.
It was really neat earlier this season to witness the first meeting between Caitlin Clark and Maya Moore after Caitlin talked about how much Maya had meant to her and how she just idolized Maya. Her success and the way she carried herself helped to impact Caitlin in such an incredible way.
Well, absolutely. And you talk about Maya and playing with Sylvia Fowles, who's up for the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, and somebody like Elena Beard is too, and Sue Bird. But, you know, having Maya Moore play in the WNBA, and then the choice she made, you know, to decide not to play, and where she is in her life now. You have so much respect for her, but you know, what an unbelievable player. And you know, the fact that we've got young women growing up seeing our game and being able to see players that they can relate to, and for Caitlin to be able to have that, and probably didn't even know anything about Lynette Woodard until all this stuff with the, you know, the AIW compared to the NCAA, which the NCAA is way out of line in not recognizing the athletes of AIW days, but they recognize the coaches. They can't have it both ways, clump everybody together. But Lynette Woodard getting recognition is huge. But, you know, I love the fact that Caitlin Clark was vocal about, you know, Maya Moore is somebody that she watched. And I'm a little, you know, frustrated to hear young women today still say, oh, I'm following this guy. I'm following this guy in the NBA, the NBA, the NBA. But, you know, start watching our game. I go and speak to college kids and high school kids. I say, who's your favorite player? And they say, an NBA guy. Who's your favorite team? They say, an NBA team. And I say, you want to play professionally? You're a woman. You start following the WNBA, you start following the teams, and you start following the players and start watching. And hopefully people like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese just go down the list.
Right.
There's so many exciting college players that are going to be in the WNBA. And the great players that we have in our league now, those are the players that need to be followed.
Great advice from a Hall of Famer, Ann Meyers-Drysdale, all the vice president of the Suns and the Mercury, and still courtside doing TV broadcasts. It's always good to catch up with her. You can find her on Twitter at Ann Meyers. We should do this more than once a year, but it's always an honor to have you on the show.
I love talking with you. I miss working with you.
I know. Thank you so much, Ann.
Thank you. And I'll say go Mercury, go Suns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.